FM 90.3 WJTL, George Sates here. Our Christ is here. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. I'm hanging out with Kaylin, our tech support person this morning, 722.
Good morning, friends. Weather-wise, today looking sunny with a high of 31. Tonight, clear. Low of 22. Winning Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy, high of 45. And right now, we're sitting at a warm 13 degrees.
Whew.
Yeah.
Our friend Scott Reichenbach is here. Scott, the president, co-founder of Hope Walks. Good morning again, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
How long has Hope Walks been around?
Yeah, we started in 2018 and have expanded now to 14 countries.
That's amazing. How many countries have you been in yourself?
Oh, I had probably 50.
Wow.
That's amazing. Tell us what Hope Walks does.
Yeah, Hope Walks works with kids with clubfoot. So every 3 minutes, a child is born where their feet are twisted inward and downward. It's a correctable disability here in the U.S. so that it's not a disability. The kids will be in your church. You would never know. They're walking right and running and playing because they had access to early treatment right after they were born.
Right. And that doesn't happen in other countries. So what do you guys do?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't. So these kids are born, a lot of shame and stigma around it. A lot of them are hidden. But we work to train, treat, and transform. So training local healthcare providers, raising awareness that this condition can be treated very simply with simple casts and braces, and then obviously work with the local church, maybe not obviously, but work with the local church to infuse the gospel, to introduce people to who Christ is and hope that we have in him.
And so you've recently been to Kenya. You have a great story to share about how God worked through Hope Walks there.
Yeah, well, I've been taking trips overseas, and as you go to these clinics, the team invites families into the clinic for you to meet, to see and hear their stories. And there was one particular mother who had come in just to really say thank you, and her daughter was there, and I was asking the mom, like, what was it like to have a child born with clubfoot here in Mombasa, Kenya, down along the coast? And mom said that the response from her family was that their daughter was worthless. She is worthless to us, is what mom said to me. And now she was standing there, beautiful little girl, straight feet, dreams of becoming a doctor, worthless no longer, all because she had access to early treatment, simple casts. And then this mom just came to just show her smile and just to say thank you. And
love
it's just
that.
It's that we're just transforming the next generation. These kids are going to grow up, and who knows what they're going to become now that they had the ability to walk, get to school, and achieve what God has given them.
How can our listeners help transform lives like you've been doing with Hope Walks?
Yeah, it's simple. It's less than $500 a kid, right, to transform these feet, to make them straight. And so for $40 a month, you can do that for a child this next year. And right now we have a donor who's matching that and instantly giving us the $500 to help another kid. So
amazing.
You know, a simple $40 gift unlocks a future for two kids this next year.
Hopewalks.org is the place you want to go. Get information on decorating the braces. You can get information on supporting what Hope Walks is doing, donating as well, doubling your impact right now as well. Hope Walks doing a great work around the world. How many countries are you in?
14 countries.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming in and sharing about Hope Walks. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Check it out online, hopewalks.org. Back to the music we go with Cindy Morgan. This is Messiah Has Come on WJTL. Good morning.